Dee Dee and Susie had just turned back towards the house when the high-pitched ringing sound of a spoon being tapped against the glass caused everyone to look at Dana, who was trying to capture the attention of the guests. "My dear friends," Dana beamed, "Happy New Year to all of you."
"Hear, hear,"
heckled a male voice, and several others clapped and cheered. Dana bowed and giggled. "Thank you so much for celebrating with Mickey and me tonight." She reached out for her husband's hand, and he stepped beside her, kissing his wife's cheek. No matter what the rumor mill said about Dana's extramarital dalliances, to Dee Dee, the look of love they shared was very real. "It's a special night for us," Dana went on. "A night of new beginnings. And as much as I love to party, I have to be live on television at 8 a.m. Please, join me in raising a glass to good health, happiness, and new beginnings. And please, have a safe trip home." "Health and happiness," the guests murmured, clinking their glasses and draining them. Dee Dee walked around the garden with a tray collecting empty glasses. She hoped she hadn't been too sharp with Susie, who had gone back inside the house to begin the cleanup process. Wandering around the now deserted lawn, she paused and looked at the faint outline of the moon as it tried to peep out from behind the dark, scattered clouds. Just a slight glimmer of light was visible in front of her, where the garden overlooked Puget Sound. Behind her, Dana's house was still bustling with activity as guests said their goodbyes, and a line of cars, limousines, and taxis snaked its way down the long, curved driveway. Dee Dee reached in her pocket and held her breath. The phone she was carrying had buzzed several times with New Year's texts, and she quickly scrolled down the list of names on the screen, not finding the one she was hoping to see. The sound of Dana's distinctive laughter rang out from the open glass accordion doors that separated the house from the patio, snapping Dee Dee out of her feelings of self-pity. Although her instinct was to hurl the phone into the sound, she knew she might regret it later, and placed it on the tray she was carrying for safekeeping. She'd been foolish. No, she'd been downright childish to throw the eternity ring Jake had given her back at him the last time she'd seen him. But there was nothing she could do about it now. She turned and made her way back to the house. When she entered Dana's kitchen, she saw that Susie had already packed everything up and was wiping down the white marble countertops. "I sent the other two helpers home. I hope that's okay," Susie said. "I think they were waiting for their money, but I wasn't sure how long you were going to be outside in the garden. I told them you'd give it to them at Tammy's in the next day or so." Susie shifted from foot to foot, waiting for Dee Dee's response. "That's fine, Susie," Dee Dee said with a sigh. "I'm sorry if I sounded harsh when we spoke earlier, and I apologize for it. I didn't mean to." Dee Dee saw a wave of relief pass over Susie's face, and the younger woman appeared to relax a little. "No, I'm the one who's sorry, Dee Dee. I shouldn't have said anything about, well, you know." Dee Dee smiled at her. "It's okay, really. I'll be fine. A new year is all about new beginnings, like Dana said. Thanks for taking care of all this," she said, gesturing toward the boxes on the floor. Containers of food were stacked neatly and labeled, and all of the dishes, silverware, and cooking utensils they'd brought with them had been cleaned and were neatly stacked in boxes. Dee Dee glanced at her watch, confused as to how Susie had done everything so quickly. "Oh my, I didn't realize I was outside for so long. You go ahead, Susie. I know you want to see your boyfriend. I'll drop your money by Tammy's in the next few days." Susie opened her mouth to say something, and Dee Dee gave her a warning look. "Hurry, or I might change my mind." Susie grinned, pulled off her apron, and grabbed her purse before planting a kiss on Dee Dee's cheek and rushing toward the door, which almost hit her in the face when it was opened at that moment by Dana. A bemused Dana watched Susie leave. "She's a great kid," she said, turning to Dee Dee. "They all are. In fact, you guys pulled it out of the hat big time tonight. I go to a lot of parties, and this was one of the best. Plus, I sure didn't give you much notice. Thanks." She smiled broadly as she reached out and handed Dee Dee a check.